Throughout history, many a skeptic has tried to discredit the resurrection. And for a moment, even his followers didn't understand. The simple truth is, we are not called to comprehend the power of the resurrection, but only to believe in the one who conquered death. Here's Pastor Xavier Reese.
Have you ever misunderstood something, thinking that it was the worst thing that ever happened to you, when in fact it turned out the biggest blessing? Such was the case on Easter Sunday. 3 days had passed. Many had seen their hope crushed, their dreams shattered, since Jesus had been crucified, buried, and no one has seen him yet. The empty tomb was an absolute essential. This is the key. Mary ran to tell two of the disciples. First, she came to Peter. Remember, Peter had denied the Lord, and I'm sure in his mind he still had that last meeting when his eyes met the eyes of Jesus and he denied him for the third time, and the rooster crowed. That guilt, that shame. Jesus would speak to him directly very soon. She came to the other disciple. This is John, the one who Jesus loved, the one who was at the cross, the only disciple at the cross. She came and told them both, someone has carried away the Lord's body. I don't know where they've laid him. And yet Peter and John, hearing this, they have to go see for themselves. And John stooped down and he looked in and he saw the linen clothes lying there. These are the bandages where they wrapped the body together. Notice John did not go in. Perhaps he thought he didn't want to be ceremonially defiled. You enter in where there's a dead body, you become ceremonially defiled. But Peter, he enters right into the tomb. He saw the linen clothes, notice in verse 6, lying there also, undisturbed, as if the body was still there. It's still intact. The conclusion being that no one had stolen the body. There's no way. John also entered the tomb now. This time John saw and believed, indicating a decisive act, not a process. And that's how it happens. You're listening, you're being ministered unto, but all of a sudden, in 1,000th of a second, boom, everything becomes real. And you can't stay the same. You've got to make a decision for the first time. The two disciples did not know the scriptures that Jesus must rise again from the dead. One can believe God's word without understanding what God promised or declares. That's faith. I believe God's word because it's God's word. It's infallible, it's inerrant, it's his revelation. I don't have to understand it completely. My responsibility is, am I going to believe it or reject it? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Those that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Reese, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. We appreciate you listening each weekday at this time, but you can hear this program again by following the radio listings link at calvarychapelpasadena.com. For more on the other ministries at Calvary Chapel Pasadena, visit our website. There you'll find information about weekly events, Pastor Xavier's messages, even online booklets in English and Spanish. It's all at calvarychapelpasadena.com. Simple Truths is a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Pasadena.